Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We've got to look at Atlassian's third quarter 2024 results. Don't check your calendar. This is their fiscal third quarter. I'm Corey Johnson, the chief market strategist for Futurum Group. Atlassian, we care a lot, a $45 billion company based here in San Francisco, right up the window here in San Francisco. An interesting company, Jira Software, Jira Confluence, Jira Service Management, those kind of organizational tools for businesses, small businesses in particular, some big businesses as well. Wall Street just looks at a beat or a miss. And this was certainly a beat for the company, $1.19 billion in revenues, well above the expectations of Wall Street, and a 30% growth rate on the top line, which is really nice. Subscriber numbers also growing, over 300,000 subscribers now, 17% year-over-year growth, and the company certainly likes that. We look a little bit deeper on the business beyond the headline numbers. The revenue growth, as I mentioned, fantastic. A subscription revenue growth of 41% year-over-year, really strong for this business. And free cash flows, despite the fact that they're barely making money on a net income basis, $555 million in free cash flow. That's up 59% year-over-year. And again, that customer count increasing. They've made a big change. They went from a server-based to cloud-based about 3.5 years ago. They stopped supporting their server-based clients. And they've really seen a shift to the cloud and a 3x increase in the number of paid seats for their software. So that's been a successful but slow shift. The company, you know, with all those customers, 44,336 customers, for those of you scoring at home or for those of you alone, 444,336 customers above 10,000 in annualized revenues. So that's increasing at 19%, slower than the growth of the rest of the business. But the bigger customers matter more. I'm going to call those customers, however, not too big. Also, change at the top. The two CEOs are going to become one CEO. 23 years after founding the company, Scott Farquhar is leaving as co-CEO. Says he's going to spend time with his family. Some people like that. I like that, but I'm still working. They also talked about the success they're having with Loom. It's an interesting customer service product that lets users record a video of the problem they're having and submit it as a ticket. It's kind of cool. But again, that sales acceleration up to 30%, it was, to me, the most impressive number about this. But Wall Street was not impressed. How did the stock react when the numbers came out? Down 8% on these numbers, and now just up 19% for the year, and indeed down 24% year to date. Now, one of the reasons might be a suggestion that sales might close a little more slowly because they're working with data centers and on the cloud. The now solo CEO, longtime co-CEO, Mike Cannon-Brookes, talked on the conference call about these hybrid deals with data centers just take a little bit longer to close, and that might be the new normal going forward.
Firstly, in terms of deals, like, you're seeing a lot more hybrid deals, obviously, from the data center type customer. One of the points that we like to make clear is the larger and more complex customers, moving to the cloud is not a sort of a one-day single button click event like changing an app on your phone, right? They have complex deployments with lots of integrations and they're enmeshed into deep customer workflows. This is fantastic for Atlassian. This shows how much value we have in our products. It means their migration journey is more of a gradual over time series of events. And that shows up in their hybrid, both in terms of their deployment environment topology and their deal construct.
So fantastic for Atlassian, maybe, but gradual, not what the short-term Wall Street trader likes to hear, I guess. Maybe that's why the stock is down. All right, what's it all mean? What's your big drill down earnings takeaway? I do have one interesting number here that I think tells you a whole lot right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Atlassian, third quarter 2024 earnings. This is not a time machine. It's just a fiscal year for this company. Third quarter ended in March for these guys. And it was a strong quarter, 30% top line growth. One of the CEOs, co-CEOs and co-founders is leaving the company. But the conference call comments about slow deal closing, maybe hurting the stock. It was unclear what that really was. But I promised you one number that tells you a whole lot about this company. And here's the number. For the second time, two is not the number. For the second time in years and years and years, the company finally turned a profit. Even EBITDA margins only up, and here's your number, 1.5% EBITDA margins. That's something for a company that hasn't had much by way of profits, even though it's got a lot of revenues, a lot of growth, and over $40 billion market cap, but only 1.5% operating profit margins. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out on all the socials. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.